It was just over in our last chapter when the sheriff yelled to Charcoal that some little boys had unlocked the door to the lion's cage and the lion had escaped. There was lots of excitement as everyone was trying to find a safe place to hide. Tonight we find our adventurers planning ways and means of capturing the king of the jungle. Charcoal is warning the people as he says,
"Let's loose, everybody! The lion is loose! The lion is loose! The lion is loose!
Hey, Doc, you got to catch that lion or he'll kill somebody, sure.
Well, what do you think we're trying to do now? Certainly we've got to catch it.
Hey, which way did the lion go, Sheriff?
Hey, get it up the main street. Everybody better get inside the store and lock the doors.
Dad, why don't you get the fire department to help you catch it?
Sure, turn the hose on it. That's the way they do in circuses.
They're going to help us. They're getting the hose connected now. And as soon as we can corner the lion, they'll turn the water on him. And perhaps we can drive him back into the cage. Keep going, Charcoal. Don't lose sight of him.
Dad, look! There's a policeman getting ready to shoot the lion.
Hey, officer, don't shoot him until we've had a chance to catch him.
Well, you better catch him quick or I'll tell him so. I ain't going to give that lion a chance to kill any of our people in this here town.
Hey, Dad, can't we try to run him into some vacant building and catch him?
Yes, Dad. If we can get him inside a building, we can drive the cage truck up to the door. And perhaps you'll go inside the cage.
Well, I didn't want Mother Doctor by that lion. I just know there'd be trouble.
Hey, Dad, I've got an idea. If we can only get him inside a vacant store building, then Charcoal can get a lot of raw meat and lead the lion right into the cage.
Who lead what lion into which cage? Man, I ain't going to try to feed that lion no kind of meat unless he's already in that cage.
Hey there. There's the fire department chief just ahead of us up there. He's got the life net with him. You can catch him with that, all right. Where's your lion trainer?
Lion trainer? Here he is, right here.
You mean this black boy?
No, sir. He don't mean me. I don't know a thing about that lion. The sheriff knows more about training lions than I does.
All right. One of you better get out of that truck and show the police and firemen how to get him in that old storeroom. That's your only chance of getting him.
All you men take hold of that big net and make a circle around the lion and drive him into that store right there. Everybody make all the noise you can and keep away from the door and he'll go right in. Come on now. Everybody, drive him in. He won't attack you.
Hey, turn the hose on him. Give him plenty of water. That's right. He's starting in the right direction. Give it up. Pour the water
on. Oh, get in there. Get in there. Get in there.
Now keep back. Don't get too close. All you women, folks, and children, keep away.
Hey, Dad, can't we help the driver,
man? No, indeed. You and Buddy get back in the house car and see with Betty.
Oh, Sheriff, why can't we help, Dad?
That's right, Ken. Close in on him now. Just follow my directions and you can't go wrong.
Well, if you know so much about it, why don't you get down off that truck and help drive the line in that store? What are you doing up there?
Well, jump in the house bench. You got to have somebody to show you how to do it. A little closer, man. He's almost in. Come on, you fireman. Keep the hose turned on him. He's going. He's going. He's gone. He's in there.
Hey, hey.
Gosh, that was the toughest job I ever had. I'm all wore out now. Charcoal, get the cage up to the door and put a lot of raw meat inside it.
Oh, Dad, don't you think we ought to thank the people and do something to quiet them? The women are almost in a panic.
Yes, Dad. You ought to talk to them and try to make them understand that the danger is all over.
That's a good idea, boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a minute, please. I want to thank you all for your help in capturing the lion. I want to thank the fire department, the police, and all the other people. There's no more danger now. It's all over.
Hey, what do you mean there ain't no more danger, Doc? Why, that lion is liable to break out of there and kill a dozen of these women and children.
Say, you keep quiet. I'll have you locked up for trying to cause another panic. That big mouth of yours will get you in trouble yet.
Big mouth?
Yes, your big mouth.
Well, that ain't no buttonhole in your face, neither.
You know, boys, I think I have an idea.
What is it, Betty?
Well, when a theater has a fire and the manager is afraid of a panic, they always have the orchestra play and get the minds of the people off the accident.
You're right, Betty. Start some music. You play, and I'll ask Dad to try to draw the attention of the people away from the lion.
Well, Dad, get the people away from the store building. And as soon as Charcoal puts the meat in the cage, he'll open the door, push the cage up to the door of the store where the lion is. And then, when the lion smells the meat in the cage, perhaps he'll go inside. And then all we'll have to do is get somebody to close the cage door.
But the lion won't go into the cage as long as the people are crowded around it.
All right, buddy. Betty, play the clarp and draw the crowd over here.
Ladies and gentlemen,
if you'll all come away from the store building and just give the lion a chance to go back into his cage, I'm sure everything will be all right in just a few minutes.
And now, if you want something to quiet your nerves, please let me tell you that there is nothing in the world as good as a bottle of my nerve tonic. I'll guarantee that any man or woman in this crowd can take one bottle of this medicine and capture that lion with his bare hands. But now, to get your minds off the lion, first let's have a little music and song, as Rastus tells us about that sentimental gentleman from Georgia. Hey, Rastus!
He's a real professor, yes, sir. Just a Mason Dixon Valentine. Oh, see those Georgia peaches hanging around him now. Cause what this baby teaches, nobody else knows how. That sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia, gentle to the ladies all the time. He's just a sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia, gentle to the ladies all the time. And when it comes to loving, he's a real professor. Yes, just a Mason Dixon Valentine. Oh, see those Georgia peaches hanging around him now. Cause what this baby teaches, nobody else knows how. That sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia, gentle to the ladies all the time.
You know, all this excitement reminds me of what Charco said to the man what sold that lion to Mr. Doc. The man there said, why, don't be afraid of that lion. He's as gentle as a lamb. Why, that lion was raised on milk.
Yeah, what did Charco say?
Charco said, yes, sir, so was I. I was raised on milk, too, but boy, I eat meat now.
And now, folks, if you want to know what a difference a day makes, just listen to Sambo as he tells you.
What a difference a day made, 24 little hours, brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear, since you said you were mine. What a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss. It's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made. And the difference is you.
And now, folks, this concludes our show, but you now have a chance to buy a bottle of my great nerve tonic. And as Charcoal passes among you, I'm to have your money ready.
Look, Dad, the lion's going back in the cage now.
Yes, he's starting to eat the meat. Come on, Dad, hurry while he's still in there.
That's fine. Now all we have to do is close the cage door and he's safe.
Well, that ain't going to be so easy. You can't close the door from the front of the store because if you go up close to the cage, the lion will run back into the store again.
That's right, Dad. Somebody will have to go around to the back of the store and come in the back door and slip up to the cage and slam the door before the lion has a chance to get out.
Well, who's going inside the store and close the cage door? Gee, that's a dangerous thing to do, because if the lion should happen to jump out of the cage after you get inside the store, well, it'll be just too bad for the one who's in there with him.
My Charcoal is going in there and close the door. There ain't no danger.
No, Sheriff. I think we ought to draw straws. You, Charcoal, and I. That would be fair, and the one that gets the short straw will have to go in and close the cage door.
Yes, but I think that's fair, Mr. Doc. If I lose it, I'll go in and take my chances with the lion.
Yeah, that's giving all three an equal chance, isn't it, Sheriff?
Well, of course, I'm just visiting you all. I ain't a part of the show, and I don't see no reason why I should have to draw straws. It ain't my line.
Why, Sheriff, the first thing you told me when I came back was that you had joined our little show, and that you were a part of it.
Well, here you are, Dad. I've got three straws here in my hand. Two are the same length, and there's one short one. Now, who'll draw first?
I'll draw first.
All right. Now, take one and keep it hidden until all three have drawn. Now, who's next? You, Dad? All right. Now, hide it now. Sheriff, it's your turn. Draw. Now, all show your straws and see who has the short one.
Let's see, Dad. Oh, you haven't the short straw. Neither has Jocko.
It's the sheriff! Sheriff, you're elected to go and close the door to the lion's cage.
Just what I thought.
Well, Ebenezer Velvet Bottom, the great African lion hunter, has drawn the short straw, and I believe we can look for some real thrills in our next episode. And I am sure the sheriff will furnish a few good laughs.